any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. For example, this is a piece of technology which many people have, something very much like it, perhaps in their pocket, even right now. This device is something called a computer. It goes by many names, but essentially it's a computer. The point of a computer is that it can emulate other machines. I push a button on this computer, and it becomes a calculator. I push a button, it becomes a modular synthesizer emulator. The fact that our universe has the power to stimulate other parts of our universe is a very interesting property, which is not logically necessary. It's fortunate. It's also become clear that something like this is what goes on in our own brains, within our own minds. So we should think about brains as a kind of technology as well. All the time we are influenced by forces within our own minds we don't fully understand. This is because the level of code is not something we can access. When you program to a computer, you might program in code that uses code, that uses code, that uses code, and you may have no idea what the code is at the bottom of the stack. To some extent, the same thing is going on in here. There's powerful chunking. There are links. How can a poem cast a spell? Because a word is a very complicated piece of code. It's written in code, written in code, written in code. And there are links to things that we don't even know what they're links to. There are chunks that get put together. There's this chunk of experience and this chunk of experience. They're linked. When one is triggered, the other one's triggered, and we don't fully know why. This is the sense of mystery that's injected through art, poetry, and music. In a way, this is how things cast a spell on us.
Yeah.